This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks. Set.
And great evening, ladies and gentlemen all around the world. This is the 22nd of March, 2022. Well, we are talking about quite a number of people who are watching the show. And when we started out, my daughter, Alexis Hannah, was connected. Well, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there are so many people watching and listening to the show. And I really appreciate it that you are watching and listening to the show. When we started out, there were 332 people, including my daughter, Alexis Hannah. And we really appreciate you just looking and watching. And we use a number of different platforms, and you will see this person coming in, this person going out, because when you are coming in, I see numbers of people watching, but I don't hear them. It just happened. That's how the platform and the technology goes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to talk about give kudos to our team that was in a place for the World Indoor Championships. Oh, I was so excited about that. And the whole world and the Bahamas were, you know, that way. So Shawnee Miller-Weibo, she won the 400 meters. No challenge whatsoever. I guess she is waiting until the outdoor season, where she has a specific thing that she needs to do, going up to Eugene, Oregon. And then we talk about the Charlton lady who won the silver medal. Devin Charlton, she won the silver medal in the World Indoor Championships. Ain't that something else? But I'm giving kudos to them. But I want to specifically give kudos to the B3As, because it's the B3A's responsibility to get their team and to get back from the World Indoor Championships. And I give kudos to the president of the B3As, the president of the B3As. So, I have on the way, I guess, Philippa Arnett, who should be coming in today, this afternoon. Well, you know, she has all kinds of things to do. And as I said, as I was leaving the stadium, I was shocked and amazed the number of people who were getting ready at the stadium, I saw this young lady who says she's related to me, and I'm sure she's related to me, and she wants to run the one, the two, that kind of thing. She is connected, well, of course, to St. Augustine's. St. Augustine's. That's what I'm talking about. She got my my phone number, and she is going to be contacting me. But what I'm saying is that the stadium was full this evening. Full this evening. Unbelievably full. All sorts of people training out there. And it is just most wonderful. And that's what we're talking about. Now, last weekend, they had the meet for the public schools. And would you believe it? There, they were running a ton of relays. And in one relay, I saw a young man. I think this was in the under 17, not in the under 20. I said a ton of people were doing their relays. I'm talking about the 4x1, 4x4, the ladies, the men, and all of that. But as he was coming to the finish line, he turned around. Why would he be turning around? Because he wants to show off. And if I was the coach, I would have told him that if he did it one more time, he would not have been on the team that I was coaching. You have to have some discipline, ladies and gentlemen. It don't happen just like that. There is a lot of work that goes on, and there are quite a number of coaches who are involved in their performance and getting ready. And that's what I am talking about. So I feel that athletes need to be a little bit more serious, number one. And number two, coaches have to be more disciplinarians, okay? That is what it's about. Any child growing up has the chance, in most cases, doing things they shouldn't do, not coming home when they should come home, this and that and the next thing. So the person who is at the stadium, the person who is a coach, needs to be able to discipline the people. And now I will go to a short break. And upon my return, we will talk a little bit more about the excitement of track and field, ladies and gentlemen.
Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients. From groundbreaking cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery, life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junk canoe, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlan Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, well, we are getting people watching now. My daughter was the first one, Alexis Hanna, and I'm so happy that she tuned in. And then Caldwell Pratt from our Rotary Club. And then we're talking about Sandra Walks from Kalina. And then we're talking about Sabrina Uniquely Porter. They are all watching the show. Remember, there were 332 people on the show, but of course, you can't see all. Every now and then, I watch a show that came on before, and I realize that there are plenty of people on the show. I am expecting Philippa Arnett, my co-host, and I am also expecting a great athlete coming on this evening. So what I wish to talk about is we're talking about the world, well, of course, the Carifta Games. They are already getting ready for the Carifta Games. And they're going to have on this Saturday coming some trials to determine who it is going to be going to Carifta in Jamaica. And that stadium was so busy. I was shocked and amazed. I was shocked and amazed. And as I said, going back, Charlene Thompson after Alexis Hannah, Caldwell Pratt, Sandra Walks from Kalina, Sabrina, uniquely Lady Porter, and we're going to have a great show. Now, let's talk about the Carifta, as I said. Carifta is going to be in Jamaica over the weekend. The April weekend. And, you know, Jamaica is something else. If you've never been to Jamaica, for Carifta, try and make it a point. You either can go on one of the, junkets, plane that will take you straight from here to Jamaica, or I opt out on going through Miami and getting into Kingston. I don't want to be too near to the team. I don't have a problem with the team if I am watching and all that kind of thing. But when I travel to Jamaica, I get points for travel. And that's what it is all about. So that's it. If you have not been to Carifta, you have an opportunity to go. Please go. And if you don't have an opportunity to go, the stations will broadcast the results along the way. And the last evening, oh, man, it is something else because you have all the finals there and everything. And then you come home the next day. But at the same time, whenever you travel, you don't just travel and run and jump and all of that, you know. You have some social things. You have places that they take you that would be very interesting that you haven't been there before. And you get to meet all kinds of people, not just from Jamaica and the Bahamas, you know. We're talking about the Carifta Games has a significant number of people who participate and a significant number of people that you would enjoy seeing. So that's number one. And then, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the world championships. Edric Poitier is watching. We're talking about the world championships in Eugene, Oregon. Would you believe, ladies and gentlemen, there has been just two times that world championships in track and field has been held in the Western Hemisphere. And you know how many people in the Western Hemisphere? It's unbelievable. There's nobody from those countries far down that participate. Now, at one point in Mexico City, they were having a world championships. But you know what happened? They had a significant peso challenge. I'm talking about money. And with that in mind, they decided that was not going to happen anymore. And they moved it to Athens in Spain. And that is something else. And it has not come back to them. I don't know when it's going to come back to them. But world championships don't come every 2 years, every 3 years. I'm talking about hosting world championships. Berlin hosted the world championships when Usain Bolt did his running. It has not gone back to Berlin since. Berlin is an interesting place. More than interesting. But when we talk about the world championships in Eugene, Oregon, if you can remember the United States Olympic trials in Eugene, Oregon, oh, man, you would not wish to miss that. And, you know, it's not that much expensive to get there, you know. If you are a client of Scotiabank, you are able to go down there for little or nothing, and just a question of what you're going to pay for you know, regularly, if you're going on a plane someplace, then you're going to have to pay just a little bit more. And a little bit more is not more than $150. And we're talking about going from Nassau to Eugene, Oregon. Going to Nassau to Eugene, Oregon, and coming back to the Bahamas. And it is only about $400 and something to see the, to be able to be in the stadium for that time. When you leave home and when you come, you know, all of that is included. Now, you will have to search for hotels in that area. And that is what you need to do. But what I am saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that, oh, man, if you have an opportunity to go to Eugene, Oregon, and, you know, the window is closing. The window is closing unless you deal with the Scotiabank or one of those other people who know how to get you there. I'm talking about people who, how do I put it? They maximize and they know their business about travel. That's what I am talking about. So it is a serious thing. It is a serious thing. Now, Edric, can you just mention something about the World Championships in Eugene, Oregon, my brother? Can you? If you can. Once again, Edric, we are talking about the World Championships in Eugene, Oregon. You talked about what happened in Berlin for the World Championships. Tell us what you would think about concerning the World Championships in Eugene, Oregon. Tell the people how excited that is and, you know, what we expect to see. Edric? Well, you expect to see competition galore. You expect to see a lot of world records and all that. And it ain't expensive for you to go there. It is not expensive for you to go there at all. And excitement, when Bahamians see their team doing well, they will be very excited. Now, you know, to get on the team, Ken Brownman is watching. And Ken is my friend from a long time ago, went to Iowa State with my brother Roosevelt Finlayson. They were both triple jumpers. Excuse me. And Ken's son is the coach of Shawnee Miller Webo. So he knows what is happening. Ken, could you mention anything about the World Championships in Eugene, Oregon, if you can, please? If you can mention anything, that's what we're talking about. Now, Edric Poitier says the championships going to be an exciting event in Eugene for the simple fact that it's going head-to-head on American soil for the first time in a new stadium. I know the U.S. team are trying to, I guess, to take it over, trying to take it over. But you all know that athletes in our part of the world, you remember what happened in the Olympics and for Canada? They did extremely well. And then when you look at the people all around the world, I'm talking about Britain, I'm talking about Italy, and again, and remember that the decathlon was won by a young person who is does the decathlon. And I think he did run in the World Indoor Championships and I guess he messed up at some point, but he was doing so well that you didn't really have to worry too much about it. And as you said, that team is Canadian, and they have some talent. And you tend to forget the Canadians, you know. Canadians are really talented, and it's just one of the countries in NACAC. NACAC has quite a number of great athletes, and our man, who is the president of NACAC, is none other than Michael Sands. Michael Sands, and he is going to do his best, actually his best to do well. And Edric also talks about DeGrasse. DeGrasse is one of them who, you know, he's always come up well. He has always come up well. And that's what we are talking about. So DeGrasse is going to do well. And as I say, you will be shocked because it's a worldwide thing. It's not just people in the United States in the NACAC area or the Western Hemisphere, but people are going to be coming from all over the world. That's what a World Championships is. Not to have, like, if you have something in Grand Bahama, then you could talk about that. But if you're looking for Grand Bahama, Abaco, Andrus, Long Island, this place and the next place, then you have a good number of people. That could be indicated as a world championship thing for the Bahamas. But when you look at the world championships, the people from New Zealand, the people from Spain, the people from Moscow, the people from Italy, the people from all over Africa, all over Europe, all over the countries like, what's the name now? We're talking about where the last Olympic Games were held. And I am saying is that you're going to have people so good, just more than excellent, and you would wish to go. And that's what I'm talking about. And I don't hear the excitement that you have, ladies and gentlemen. There's plenty of excitement. Talking about the world, not the world championships, the Olympics in Tokyo. And by the way, the world body president, since Tokyo was so good with the Olympics, they're thinking about going back to Tokyo for a world championships. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Have you been to the East? Have you been to the East? You would wish to go to Tokyo. And in between, in terms of the Olympics and the World Championships, you have World Championships in, what's the name of the country? I've been there twice. Budapest. And then, with regards to the Olympic Games, we're talking about 2024. For the Olympic Games in Paris. Do you think that our ladies, Shawnee Miller-Weibo and C.V. Gardner, were people who could break the world record and in any one of those places? And not just that, you know, we have quite a number of athletes coming up. At the other night, somebody was talking about this Jones person out of Grand Bahama who ran so well. And, you know, this was at the last time the championships were held in Grand Bahama. And this Jones fellow, he was able to set a record in that 200 meters. And in that 200 meters, my brothers and sisters, he beat the older men. okay? The open, not the under 20. And this person is on the rise. People were talking about him the other day. And we're talking about a rematch between Coleman, who was in the World Indoors, and Bowl and Nasser. I would predict that Nasser isn't going to be back. If she is back, I think that she was banned for life. If she is back, then something is wrong. Something is wrong if she is back. A lady like that can't be back. Cannot be back. As far as I know, the world body has banned her. Now, Coleman is a different thing. He is taking his time, and he has done extremely well in the indoor, world indoor, as I can remember, as I can think of. And, well, of course, as I said, Shawnee Miller-Rebo will be there. Or he says she was banned for 18 months. Yeah, 18 months. So I guess she will be back. So let us go to another break now. And when we return, we will continue to talk about track and field, ladies and gentlemen.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junk canoe, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
Transitioning to a healthy lifestyle can be difficult. At Fresh Market, we're making it easy to choose good-for-you foods with our endless selection of fresh produce and all-natural organic specialty products, moving you closer to your New Year's goals. So, if you're looking to shed a few pounds with the ketogenic or whole food diet, shift things completely with paleo or raw foods, or just simply eat healthier, Fresh Market is inviting you to feed your good. After all, what you eat is what you're made of.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as this thing. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlan Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
And we're back on Track World. I need to mention that Eugene is just something else because the track that's going to be laid on American soil, the first time in a new stadium, know that the U.S. team, they are trying to win it all, to do world records, this and the next thing. So I wish to talk about birthdays. Number one, my bride of 41 years, she was 70 yesterday. My sister-in-law, Iris Fenderson, she had her birthday is today. And then we're talking about Billy Norridge. On the 22nd, he will be 72. Billy Norridge used to be at the Immigration Department, spent plenty of time in Grand Bahama. And then we have a young man called, oh heavens, Ambrister, who was at C.R. Walker. And now I think he is at another school, out east. Ashley Miller is watching the show also. And I have to say thank you so much for those of you who are listening and watching the show. And then we talk about Wesley. He is, I'm forgetting his name, but he is a preacher right just a little north and left of the, Wesley Thompson, his birthday was yesterday. And he is just on the left side and north of Church of God of Prophecy. And then you look at Tracy Gaudet. She has the same name. Jason is calling. Jason. What happened, man? Somebody was to pick you up to bring you upstairs. You there? Our guest is on his way up. He's pulling in. He's just coming from the track. As I said, there's plenty of activity in that stadium. So he will be here, and he's going to bring the excitement with regards to what is happening to him in life and what he thinks about track and field these days. He happens to be one of the best coaches in the Bahamas. That's why I asked him to come in, and he could bring that excitement in the stadium. And that's what I am talking about. So there's a young man called Michigan Hill. We were coming from the place where the U.S. Olympic Committee is in Colorado, and we went to an event, a jazz event, of course, and we needed a ride to come. We met this couple, and they gave us a ride, and we started talking. And Dawn, my wife Dawn, and Michigan Hill have the same birthdays, and he lives in Denver, Colorado. Ain't that something else, how you meet people who, you connect because that you had a situation with them that we caught a ride. Somebody else from the Bahamas was in Denver, gave us a ride. And so we got to know from the place where the world, I'm talking about the jazz event, was something else. Oh, there are two people listening. Lucretia Napa. She's watching, listening, says, good evening, Hawk. And then Kelly Burrows, of course. Kelly. Kelly, you will follow this because I wanted to mention the death of a good friend of mine, her husband, and his name is Bradley. And he passed. He was somebody in Grand Bahama who would write this, write that, and write the other thing. Kelly, I'm trying to find his wife. I'm not able to find his wife. Maybe she has gone out of the island. I got her number. I'm going to come back later. But that's what I'm talking about. So I'm saying that additional people are watching the show. I'm just waiting right now for the Jason Edwards to come up. The security should be bringing him up right now, ladies and gentlemen. So we are excited about this. And you're just going to have a little tip of Jason, of all that he does. All that he does, ladies and gentlemen. And as I say, those are the people who I know particularly have birthdays. Doyle Burris is watching, Doyle. Doyle, how you doing, my brother? Doyle Burris, he is watching. And Doyle knows plenty about track and field. He was the coach of a Mexico City team. The manager. Gus Cooper was the coach, but Doyle knows has been all over the place and very, very talented. Not just as a valley boy, you know, like a pioneers and everything else. But that's what I am talking about. Doyle Edricks says hello. He is helloing you, Doyle. So we're still awaiting Edwards coming in here. Let me just make it a point.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
Transitioning to a healthy lifestyle can be difficult. At Fresh Market, we're making it easy to choose good-for-you foods with our endless selection of fresh produce and all-natural organic specialty products, moving you closer to your New Year's goals. So, if you're looking to shed a few pounds with a ketogenic or whole food diet, shift things completely with paleo or raw foods, or just simply eat healthier, Fresh Market is inviting you to feed your good. After all, what you eat is what you're made of.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as this thing. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay or Nassau station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlane Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're back on the last segment of Track World with Alpheus Finlayson. I was talking about some persons who passed, significant persons. One is the father of Sheldon Longley. Now, I knew his father forever and ever. And my wife knew his mother. She worked at the College of the Bahamas. Both worked at the College of the Bahamas. My wife, Dawn, at the College of the Bahamas, and Sheldon's mother also worked at the College of the Bahamas. And then we have two other people that we are having a service at St. George's. Her name is Enid Lightburn Saunders. As a matter of fact, she worked in the cabinet office, and she wanted her son to run, and that was significant. But she passed. The funeral will be at 11 o'clock on Saturday. So I have sufficient time to go to Sheldon Longley's father's funeral. And along the way, we have family from Mangrove Key whose son got shot down. Boy never gave any trouble whatsoever. And it bothers me that people who are good, nice, and everything don't bother with drugs, don't do this, don't that, because of the upbringing of his mother. And he passed. And after going from Enid Saunders' funeral, Enid Lightburn Saunders. Her father, the Lightburn, was close to my father at St. George's. And I will, our cousin's funeral is going to be, I'm forgetting the name of the church now, but it's not on Carmichael Road. It is the road that goes all the way down, and I'm not talking about what's the name of the church now. I'm not talking about that. So I have one, two sufficient people to go to funerals. Enza Patton is watching. Enza Patton is watching. Her father went to St. Augustine's, and he was one of them great sprinters. Well, of course, several years ago. He was at SAC before I went there. And I went to SAC in 1961, and you went into school at 8 o'clock in the morning, and you left at 8 o'clock in the night. Now, my second year, They stopped at 8 o'clock and they put it to 6 o'clock. But in those times, man, they were there the whole day from 8 until 9. And you had your opportunity to do your studying in study room when you got back there at 6 o'clock in the evening. Things have changed significantly, ladies and gentlemen. Things have changed. It's just unbelievable. But if I go back talking about the Carifta Games, make sure that you go to the trials and make sure if you haven't been to a Carifta Games, you should make it a point to go. And we're talking about, you know, in this area of the world, in the islands, man, they are so talented. If you watch the Olympic Games, you should see the talented people, the real talented people. Cuba and all of that, you know. And as a matter of fact, the Cubans are real talented in the throw events. Forget that Javier Sotomayor has the world record in the high jump. And that ain't a change forever and ever and ever. So things are happening. Talking about Eugene, Oregon, you wouldn't want to miss that. And I am telling you, I am somebody with Scotiabank. And when you go to Scotiabank and said that you want to go here, then, and it don't cost you that much. Once you have a certain amount of points, okay, it don't cost you that much. So myself and my daughter will go there for little or nothing, little or nothing. And to be able to see the competition, we thought it was real expensive, you know, but it's just over $400. And to see an event like that, man, you would pay. When I first started hearing about it year before last, we thought that, you know, you're going to have to pay for this, that, and the next thing. But you won't have to pay for this, that, and the next thing if you are somebody with a Scotia card. It would make a difference. And otherwise, people have all kinds of other cards to get to where they wish to get. And that's what I am talking about. So I really appreciate everybody watching the show. And we talked about this person, the next person. Doyle said, good evening, former Inspector Poitier. You know, he was on the, that was his business. That was his business even before, you know, he started the volleyball and all of that. But there are significant people watching. This is something else. So, I indicated the people that passed, and that's significant. And I really give condolences to all of them. It is no joke. Everybody go, and you know, you meet somebody whose husband died 2 years ago. It ain't easy to take, or whose wife died some time ago. So you really give the condolences to the people. I'm still waiting to connect with my good friend, Dolly, who is out of Eleuthero. But she is married to somebody from West End, as I can remember. Ali, I really appreciate what you have done this evening. And I'll tell you this, next week we will have Les Miller. Y'all all know Les Miller, Shawnee Miller, Webo's, I would call it great grand, okay? And along with Bob, the long jumper who won the Olympic Games in Mexico City. And myself and Bob will be on the show. I know we'll be on the show. It'll be through Zoom, and it is unbelievable. I will just say that the U.S. Olympic Committee, they will have people coming down here in October. In October, the 64 team and the 68 team, and they are all so excited and seeing their Bahamian people who they haven't seen for a long time and all of that. And you won't believe that I told Bob, the long jumper, that you won't believe that Les Miller was so good, the first man to jump, to run under, very well. And his daughter, what his daughter has done, he can't compare with it. But you know how life is, eh? The performances get better and better and better. You could remember when Shoney Miller at that time ran at a world meet in Canada, and she won. And you could remember when she went into Rio, and she won the 400 meters. You can remember when she did this, that, and the next thing. And then you remember in the Olympic Games. Then you remember her doing the Olympic Games, the World Championships in Doha, and all of that. So we feel and we're excited that we are looking forward to excitement. Excitement. And excitement is what it's all about when you're talking about track and field and anything else. And I say, when the Olympics start, with this thing, the next thing, and all of that. But when track and field starts, that's what the Olympics is about. Thank you, thank you, and thank you, Ali. And we will do it again. I said that we will have Les Miller and Bob, the world record holder. He still has a world record holder, you know. He does not have a world championships thing. But his, in the next Olympic Games, I am sure that that record from Mexico City would not be broken. Thank you, thank you, and thank you again very much.